This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With today, we have a proposal to bring a 2% tax levy, more than a 2% tax levy increase for the city of Buffalo. I might not be doing the best of justice explaining that. So from your end, tell me a little bit about what's going on here and what was the decision today.
So in 2011, then Governor Andrew Cuomo put in motion that localities can only do a 2% tax increase in their municipal budgets or the rate of inflation, whatever is lower. And that was codified in law into 2019. So it put in motion that localities can only raise their property tax 2%. As many Buffalonians know, for the duration of well over 16 years, the city of Buffalo didn't raise taxes at all and then elected in those 2 years to actually reduce the tax rate. The fact is that our expenses went up and that our revenue stayed the same, and then the city used savings to fill in the middle to make those expenses. We can't do that anymore. And so for the mayor to propose a budget that's over 2%, the common council has to give the mayor that ability to do that. That doesn't mean that just because if we do vote on it and it's voted in the affirmative, that we agree on some rate. Only the mayor could propose that. So the item will go to finance next week to be deliberated on and then voted on before the full body. That will give the mayor enough time to present a budget with a tax rate that he deems fit and that will balance the budget. And the council can either agree with that or we can work to reduce what the mayor puts in as a tax rate. So we know that this is not fun, and I think it's really important to make sure that people pay attention to certain council members not protest voting and just because they're running for mayor, take all the oxygen out of the room and really dissuade us. The fact is that we have to govern and make really hard decisions, and we have to make payroll, we have to meet our expenses in order to operate the city of Buffalo. So this proposal was joined in by about six council members that understand that the mayor is going to have to propose a budget that's over the 2% cap, and this legislation, if approved in 2 weeks, will allow the mayor of Buffalo to be able to do that and to present that budget to the common council.
Now, from my understanding too, that 2% is a statewide kind of regulation too. So does the state have to get involved with this process at all, or is this all entirely dependent on the city to make this decision?
Good question. So the state gives localities the ability, if they have to go over the 2% cap, to pass their own enabling legislation to allow it to go up. So the state is allowing us to be able to oversee the 2% tax cap if the lawmaking body of that locality, which is the Buffalo Common Council, approves so. And to have just further respond to that point is it's only good for this year. It doesn't mean that we allow it for future municipal budgets. Those would have to be separate votes if we had to do that. So this is only for this fiscal year.
Let's go to the next question too. So this isn't something that's permanent. This is just a temporary fixture to try to at least, I'm assuming, to plug some of these budget holes that the city is currently facing.
Correct. So it is only meant for this year. It's not open-ended legislation. And the fact is that we have to meet expenses. And raising property taxes is not the only way we're going to close our fiscal deficit. We have to be able to rein in our own house, close in savings that we can, but then also see additional revenues through other avenues. Really, raising taxes is only one certain avenue. And even the governor of the state of New York, made it loud and clear that in order for New York State to help, that we have to look at our own tax rate, which is the lowest rate in the state of New York. The city of Buffalo residents pay the least amount of taxes in comparison to all of our counterparts in the state. And the governor gave that directive that if we're going to ask for help from Albany, that we have to make sure that our tax rate is addressed, so that it takes a multitude of factors to be able to address this fiscal deficit. This is just one piece.
Now, you kind of already explained this briefly, but just for clarification, where does the council move from here after today?
So now this measure will be moved next week to the Finance Committee, where it will be up for discussion. I anticipate the Commissioner Nasworthy to speak on it, and also the Comptroller's Office, and also council members. It is one of those things where it's not going to be a fun conversation, but governing and being a leader is not fun. But we have to figure out where we stand so far so that we're not blindsided by a budget that comes in April from the mayor, but to ultimately look at how do we structurally fix our deficits and do that in the most responsible way to our constituents.
And with this topic in particular, is there anything else about it you'd like to add maybe I didn't ask?
You know, I think that the way that, you know, talking about municipal finances isn't fun or exciting, but the fact is that everyday residents rely on strong services, so like, you know, police, fire, infrastructure, lighting, you name it, in order to keep our city operating. And you know, this isn't a knee-jerk reaction. Council members aren't doing this flippantly. We understand that we have to address this. This took 16 years in the making. Previous administration, previous councils rubber-stamped budgets that had no zero tax growth, and it shows that if councils and the previous administration were able to lift the residential tax rate by 1% every other year, we would have enough revenue growth to meet our expenses. And if you do small systemic growth, if you do 1% or 2 for a duration of a few years, you don't have to have sticker shock and then stick somebody with a really high tax rate. And I think that the biggest thing that I want residents to know is that we have to be responsible now. We have to make uncomfortable decisions now so that we can fight off a control board, because if a control board does come into the city of Buffalo, they are going to levy and freeze contracts and raise tax rates, and we will not have any ability to be able to negotiate that down with a state mandated board. So council members and the council need to be strong. We need to be together on this, and we have to make sure that we're addressing our needs now to prevent further catastrophic budget deficits not later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.